It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Next hour is the Power Hour, all our bets for tonight. Alex Christensen, a.k.a. Noobs, coming up to close hour number two. We'll talk some NBA with Noobs. But Ken, in hour number one, we went through our NBA playoff projections. That was a lot of fun. So why don't we run it back here with the National Football League, our NFL playoff projections. If the season were to start today, how do we see it playing out? So I have all seven playoff teams in both conferences, according to division winners, three wild cards, seeds, first round matchups. Now, I did not extend it past that.
Yeah, neither did I. Well, I mean, we can talk very kind of generally about strength of each team and path and stuff like that. I think that makes a lot of sense. Did you do your seeds like Aaron Rodgers is on the Packers?
I did my seeds like Aaron Rodgers is on the Broncos.
Okay, I did mine like he's on the Packers. So okay. I think this will actually be an interesting comparison.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. I want to give a shout out.
I think that's actually good. So whoever goes first, it doesn't really matter, but I actually think that'll present two different perspectives.
And we want to give a shout out before we get started here to all our great listeners and viewers on the Odyssey app and odyssey.com. Listening in Denver, 1430 a.m. The Bet. In Los Angeles, KCBS HD3. In Chicago, 105.9 FM, which is, of course, Chicago's new home for Wagertainment. I don't know what the old home was, but I love this new home. Yeah. And all the You Betters watching on YouTube at youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. Okay, Ken, why don't we start with the AFC here? We can go division by division, and then we can go to the wild cards, and then we can go to what the matchups would be, because this is a lot of fun. So I'm going to go AFC East. What do you got taking the division as of right now?
I have Buffalo, and I think they win the division a very high amount of the time. So Buffalo is my AFC East champion. Do you want me to do like wild cards from this? Do you want me to do like seed?
Why don't we do this? Why don't you go through all the division winners? Then I'll do my division winners. Then we'll give our wild cards.
Sure. My number one seed is Baltimore winning the AFC North. I think the likelihood that they put up like exactly as consistent a season as they have the last couple of years with Lamar Jackson is really high. I just think the floor for this team is so high. Literally like 11-6 or better a lot. There's some tens in there, but
no preseason worse than 10.5.
Yeah. It's basically like you can bet under, but like 9 or 10 is what you're really kind of hoping for in that situation. Or completely insane things to happen. We also both think Pittsburgh's going to be worse. That means the division, you get four division games that are, you know, we can like Pittsburgh and Cincinnati even, but like that's a lot easier than what some of these other divisions are going up against. So I think Baltimore has a better chance of Kansas City than putting up a great regular season record. And for that reason, I have them number one. I have Kansas City number two. Only reason they're not number one is I just think the schedule and the path and everything, like the likelihood they drop a couple more games than Baltimore is a little bit higher based on the cross matching. I have Buffalo three. Actually, the more I did work on it, the more I actually kind of want to bet them at even like minus prices to win the division this year. We can talk about that later.
Tried to tell you. You didn't listen.
I know. We didn't listen. I have Indianapolis as the number four seed. And a lot of that is, If you look at who the AFC South even has to play this year, it's NFC West, AFC East, which means Dolphins, Patriots, Bills, and then all four really good in it. So like, even if you like the Colts, their schedule is like the exact opposite of what it was last year. I honestly think they could go like 9-8 and win this division, maybe easily. So I think that you have to really strongly consider AFC South winner is going to be the four. So Indy four, and then my three wildcard teams, I'll start going faster, I promise. I have the Chargers as the five. I have the Browns as the six, and I have the last spot going to the New England Patriots. So that's my seven. So Baltimore, KC, Buffalo, Indy, your division champions, three wildcard teams, Chargers, Browns, Patriots.
Okay. So for me, my number one seed, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I get what you're saying about Baltimore maybe having a better regular season, but with Kansas City's offensive line seemingly like it's going to be fixed, and I think it's going to be a lot better than it was last year, even before the Eric Fisher and company got hurt at the end of the season, leading to Tampa obviously just bum rushing them in the Super Bowl. I think this is like a 13 win season for Kansas City, like I meant, like 13-4, maybe even 14-3.
It'll be close. I think they'll both win a lot.
We're splitting hairs here, right? Kansas City, my number one. I actually don't have the Baltimore Ravens as my two. I get the Buffalo Bills as the two. I love Buffalo. I love what Buffalo did in the draft. I think Rousseau and Basham are both going to be contributors as rookies. That was like the one like weak link on the chain for Buffalo is edge rushing, really getting after the opposing quarterback, like the way that Sean McDermott would like them to here. And I think they addressed that in the first couple rounds of the NFL draft here on the offense is all the continuity back with Allen and company and Dable. So I have Buffalo as my two, the AFC East champions. Baltimore is my three, the AFC North champions. I also have an AFC South team as the four seed, but I got Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer, and the Jacksonville Jaguars winning the divisions. Jacksonville is my four seed.
Am I going to have to deal with an entire offseason summer of you just doing this over and over again of saying Jacksonville's going to be really good? Is that what I'm up against here?
I think Tennessee has like sneaky, like bad potential.
I agree. Nine and a half, by the way. Yeah.
I know that Carson Wentz has like we've seen Carson Wentz play. Mm-hmm. I'll take the unknown in Trevor Lawrence over what I know about Carson Wentz. Give me the unknown.
It's going to be wild. It is possible. I'll give you this. You did not, like, you could have come on and said, like, Lions no matter what or something. And I would have been like, oh, or like Raiders, which you would never do because you hate the Raiders. And we're both going to have a win total under ticket on them. But, like, you have picked a scenario, like in horse racing, right? Where I always say, pick the vulnerable, like, oh, you always want to pick the vulnerable favorite and bet against them. Figure out a way to beat a vulnerable favorite. It's the most vulnerable favorite I think you could have in a division. I mean, the NFC East, I think we have that too. Rodgers leaves, I guess, the AFC, the NFC North too. But like, this is one that's so easy to identify. So I do kind of give you credit. Like, you've identified the vulnerable favorite. Can Jacksonville get there? That would, I mean, it'd be fascinating if they did.
I think you can make the case that there are three teams in the NFC East that are all going to be better than the Tennessee Titans this year. I'm down on Tennessee. I loved Tennessee last year. Had them to win the division, had them over win total. I do not like them as much this year. My wild card team. So I am operating under the assumption.
Yep.
Maybe this would knock Kansas City down to the two. Maybe I should have considered this, but whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. That Aaron Rodgers is on the Denver Broncos. So I have the Broncos with Aaron Rodgers as the five, the first wild card seed. I have the Cleveland Browns like you as the six. And then I've got Justin Herbert and the LA Chargers as the seven. So the AFC West sending three teams to the postseason, Ken, in my projections here.
And I think, you know, just something to keep in mind. So Nick obviously did Rodgers on Denver. Really obvious ripple effect of that. It should decrease the chances the Chargers make it. Nick had them in barely, but that kind of shows you, you know, Chargers much less likely to make the playoffs.
It's also an off-season exercise in the second segment of hour number two in May.
But I just mean the ripple effect of Rodgers going there. What does it do, right? It means Chargers less likely to go, so, like, you kind of have to exclude them. It removes a wild card spot from, like, the AFC East, for example, who, you know, you would think New England and Miami would both have a chance to get in. And then I think it also, like, if he goes there, and you brought it up already, but it's worth noting, if he goes there, yeah, like, Kansas City's win total should be a tiny bit less, and, like, Chargers win total should be a tiny bit less. You're going from two games where maybe, you know, Chargers at Denver, no Rodgers. Let's say the Chargers are like a 3-point favorite in that game. Now you're going to a situation where Denver's probably like 4.5 at home, or six rather, probably at home in that game, something like that. Like, you're pivoting so hard as a result of him going there. Like, that does affect win probabilities in some of the cross matching games. Oh, by the way, like, you know, the added games are also really fascinating. We can get into those too, but there are some permutations that are interesting with Rodgers going there, and that do affect a lot of teams' bets.
So wild card weekend for both of us would be my wild card matchups.
Yep.
Broncos at the Jaguars, potential revenge spot here for the Denver franchise after Mark Brunell knocked them out back in knocked John Elway and company out in a stunning upset back in 1996. I would have the second consecutive year the Browns going on the road to take on a division rival on wild card weekend. Browns at Ravens for me, and then Chargers at Bills, rematch of the game we saw last season where Anthony Lynn and company tried to get their quarterback killed at the very end of the game, which is really I mean, I don't even want to think about this stuff. Yeah. Your matchups would be Chargers at Colts. We've seen some great Chargers Colts playoff games, most of them when
the video clip of Justin Herbert sneaking ahead in a pass protection is like burned into my brain.
It's just and like that's not even like the third wildest thing that happens in like the fourth quarter of that game. How did we lose that bet on the what do we have? +5.5 and they lost like, by it's, six it's, or something like it, that?
I could tell you a court. Oh yeah, and I lost teasers on the total too, because if they score a touchdown there, I win. I tease the over down because of course.
And they hit the Hail Mary too. Like that is that's one of the craziest games of last season. And Chargers Bills
pass protection and the quarterback ran forward. If you've ever wondered what it would be like to see a 3-year-old run into an ocean wave coming at them, like that's what's
I mean, it's even more ridiculous
than we could ever explain it. Anyway,
let's just not do this. Ken's wild card AFC games would be Chargers at Colts, Browns at Bills,
yep,
Patriots at Chiefs.
Yeah,
I'm guessing Mac Jones would be the quarterback there. So Mac on the road to Patrick Mahomes. All right. You bet BetQL Audio Network, Costos Barkley, NFL playoff projections, way too early version. Let's go to the NFC, Ken. I'll get us started here.
Sure.
I've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the reigning Super Bowl champions, as the one seed winning the NFC South. My two seed, Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams to win the NFC West. My three seed, Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings with Aaron Rodgers in Denver. So I got the Vikings as the three. And look, we're having some fun here, right? It's May. My NFC East winner, my New York football Giants. Giants is the four, my wild card teams. I feel better about my AFC rankings, by the way, than the NFC. I have the Seahawks as the five. I have Sam Darnold and the Carolina Panthers as the six.
Love it.
And I've got the Dallas Cowboys as the seven, setting up wild card weekend matchups for me. Seahawks at Giants, Panthers at Vikings, and then Cowboys at Rams, which would be certainly ticketed for either the Saturday night game or the Sunday early game.
Sure. I think it I like the risk taking going on. I have a lot of crazy stuff too in mine. I have Tampa as the one. So remember, I have Rodgers still on Green Bay. That affected my AFC projections. With that in mind, I have Green Bay as the number two seed because, like, if he stays there, the division is not great and they will be a monster favorite in, like, literally every game that they play. So Green Bay is the two. I have Seattle as the three, winning the NFC West narrowly. But I think whoever you have as your NFC West champion, the likelihood they're the one especially probably goes way down because, like, every division game is a bloodbath. Therefore, schedule, like, way more difficult. They didn't really do any favors with some of the cross-matching in the Week 17 games even. It's, like, it's tough. I think it's going to be really tough for a team in the NFC West to win a lot of games this season. So Seattle, three. I have Dallas as the four, but, like, I applaud you for picking the Giants. If it was the Giants as the four, awesome. NFC East winner X is the four right now. I have Dallas in there. And then my three wildcard teams, I have the Rams as the five. I have Atlanta as the six. I think a team that can outperform expectations a lot this season.
So you've got Atlanta, I've got Carolina as the six, yeah.
Yep, and then I was between Vikings and Bears as the seven, actually. And I like how we both didn't put San Francisco in, by the way, who has the second highest win total in the conference. But
would never put San Francisco in.
Yeah, correct. I ended up going with the Bears, but I also we have like a couple minutes here. Minnesota this year, what do you think about this? 8.5 win total. So basically, like, will they be over 500? Yes, no. Like, ton of turnover last year, injuries to defense. You know, they were a joke the first 2 weeks because they had no corners. Just a really weird season and a coach that, I mean, it's Dan Campbell and Nagy are two of the other coaches in the division. Like, if Rodgers gets traded,
Dan Campbell might be good. I mean, I mean,
but you know what I mean, though. I mean, like, it's not Matt Patricia. Okay, I understand that, but like Zimmer is, there's a gap there. Like, I mean, even if you don't like Zimmer a ton,
I guess.
But you have him in the playoffs. I mean, playoffs.
Well, I think it's more by a function of, like, the division they play in than anything else.
Well, 8.5 win total.
If Rodgers is out of the division, put any team from the NFC West and the NFC North, including Cliff Kingsbury and in Arizona, and I would take that team from the NFC West.
And they'd be favored to win the division too. Any of the four teams in the NFC West, if you put them in a Rodgers list, if you made them a fifth team even in the division, they'd be favored to win the division.
And on your question on the Vikings, I would go over on the Vikings. Like, the offensive line is going to be better.
Yeah.
Like, Justin Jefferson is, like, he's not. Please don't confuse what I'm saying. He's not Randy Moss. He's really, really good, though. Like, he's really, really good.
It's an interesting win total. And if Rodgers gets traded out of the division, it'll be adjusted a little bit. Green Bay will go down, and Minnesota will go up a little bit, probably, and so will Chicago. But, like, even if you tell me Rodgers is out of the division and it's 9 in a 17-game season, that's one that I've been looking at for a while where I'm like, is this too low? Like, are there a lot of things going on here?
Bears ceiling is higher. Vikings floor is higher.
Yeah, I agree. The average, that's why I totally agree. And if I was going to bet Chicago, I think I'd bet more, like, high ceiling outcomes for them.
Or like Justin Fields win rookie total of the year.
Correct. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Everything like that. All the stuff we've talked about before.
Because you know who's not winning the NFC North? Andy Dalton.
QB1.
I mean, I guess he might. I mean, if, like, Rodgers isn't there, division's going to be so bad.
Yeah, Minnesota. I'm like, I'm intrigued. This is one that I've been thinking about for a couple of days now. Very intrigued by this one.
Is any part of you, and I know the answer, like, is actually no, but is any part of you bummed at all that you're not going to be here for the schedule release show next Thursday after the schedule's released next Wednesday night?
Now, while we're on the air, I can say a tiny amount, but, like, honestly, in the moment when I'm, like, driving through the South, probably
not. Of course. Yeah, right. I'll tell you what, it's an easy show for me and Mark Melusos next Thursday. Can't wait for it. Okay, take a quick break, and when we come back, Alex Christensen, a.k.a. Noobs, joins us to break down all things NBA.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.